And just a few years after the invention of photography, John Thompson was one of the pioneers that introduced the art of photography to the East. The exhibition China and Siam Through the Lens of John Thompson is taking place at the Brunei Gallery of SOAS at the University of London. It is a collection of over 120 photos taken during his time in Asia, with many of them offering a glimpse of life in China in the 19th century. Betty Yao is the co-curator of the exhibition.
He was doing what we call today photojournalism, although the concept was not born at that time. So like most Western photographers in Asia during the 19th century, Thompson was recording what the country and its people really looked like.
12 years ago, it was a chance meeting at London's Wellcome Library that led Yao to rediscover Thompson's photographs. Since putting the exhibition together, the photos have toured in Asia, North America, and Europe as part of 20 different exhibitions. Thompson's photos cover a wide variety of subjects, including landscapes, people, and architecture, as well as domestic and street scenes. Betty Yao says that Thompson was able to truly sympathize with the subjects of his photography and reflected Chinese life towards the end of the Qing dynasty without prejudices, which was so often associated with Western photographers at the time.
十几岁，他就要结婚了，是一个富贵的家庭。
For example, these two photos, one showing a teenage bride dressed in a gorgeous wedding outfit. She obviously lives an opulent life, but you can also see some sadness in her eyes as she contemplates a life confined in a household garden. The other picture shows a girl simply dressed without any embellishment, working to make a life in fishing on the boat she calls home. You can see how content she is. You can almost feel her eyes beaming with happiness. As a foreign photographer 150 years ago, to be able to read into people's minds is really something.
During his time in Asia, John Thompson was contracted to take high-profile pictures of officials and imperial families, including the King of Siam, which is today's Thailand. Betty Yao says it was Thompson's communication skills that allowed him rare access into the prestigious circles of the 19th century Chinese society. Despite this, Yao says Thompson's work also captured everyday life in China, with many of his photos focused on street vendors and common laborers.
他这个人真的沟通能力相当强。
He was an excellent negotiator. He didn't speak Mandarin, but was able to make a vast range of local friends. He respected his Chinese contemporaries, and this helped him in photographing some of the most intimate scenes of Qing Dynasty life. You know, it was a time when people actually believed cameras would snatch their souls away.
Thompson would also stay with Chinese families during his time in China and was able to take photos of the women of the household during their leisure or doing daily chores. Catherine Simcox, a Chinese textiles expert, says it's amazing to see photos of Chinese women in their traditional Qing dress and hair.
Say 150 years, but it's a different world, totally, totally different. And for Westerners, you see, then he came back and a book published these photographs. So for people in this country, because of course he was Scottish, this is opening up a world that they're never going to visit. And they don't know much about, they may have read a little bit, but they're actually able to see. And so that's fascinating.
Lord David Putnam, filmmaker and educator, is a John Thompson enthusiast. He was the guest speaker at the exhibition's opening ceremony on Friday.
What you're about to see in this exhibition is a reflection, a moment in time, by an extraordinary man, a really extraordinary photographer, who wanted to let one part of the world know what the other part of the world looked like.
The exhibition is free to the public at the University of London until June the 23rd. For CRI, this is Duan Xiulian in London.